Hi, I'm Robert Swipe, and this is Dusty Springfield. Dusty Springfield there singing a song written by Jimmy Webb. It's called Magic Garden. It's from the box set of girl group classics Lost and Found that I've been playing whilst we were in the process of moving. I think it was about the only music I had access to, as anyone who listened to the other podcasts would have noted. But you'll be glad to know we've finally completed our move. I'm actually sprawled out here in the loft space of our new home, and the new Swipe Towers Mark II. So I chose this place because I thought the acoustics would be a bit better. I'm not sure that they are any better, but as you can hear, it's fairly quiet. There's not so much banging and construction work going on in the background as there was at the previous property. So yeah, we're settling in okay. I've still to unpack a few things related to the production of these Bobcasts here, but and as anyone reading the show over the last few days will have noticed, it's been a bit quiet. The more eagle-eyed of my readers there have pointed out that what was up there was just put in there to fill in the dead time, I think was the description used by somebody. In very much the same spirit, these broadcasts will be there just kind of, you know, filling in the time between now and impending death, you know, just to give us something to do. So I think you'll like this one. This is a real favourite of mine. It's a great English artist, sadly no longer with us, but he's one of the real greats for me. It's Ian Dury, and he's singing a song called Razzle in My Pocket.
In my yellow jersey, I went out on the nick, South Street, Romford, shopping arcade. Got a Razzle magazine, I never pay. Inside my jacket, and away double quick. Good sense told me, once was enough, but I had a cocky eye on more loose stuff. Put a Razzle in my pocket, back to have another pick. Instead of being sneaky, I strolled inside. I put my thieving hand on something rude. I walked right out with a silhouette of nudes. Hold on, sonny, said a voice at my side. I think you've taken one of my books. Passers-by gave me dirty looks. Not me, mister, I bravely lied. We stopped by the window of a jeweller's shop. If it's money for your lunch, I'd have given you a loan. Have you got any form? Were you on your own? Round to the station and we'll tell the cops. I'm ever so ashamed, it was wicked and rash. Here's the book back and here's the cash. I never stole before, I promise I'll stop. Doesn't pay, you've got honest eyes. If we go to the law, another thief is born, and I'll get the book back, creased and torn. So return what you've taken and apologise. I gave him back his nudie book. I said I was sorry, I slung my hook, with the Razzle in my pocket as the second prize.
Singing Razzle in My Pocket. That's a B-side of, I think it's on the other side of Sex and Drugs and Rock and Roll. I think we've got the single of that tucked away somewhere, but that's from the extended version of the wonderful album New Boots and Panties. It's one of the extra tracks on there, so check that one out. I think it's a must for every record collection, that one. And I think I can say the same for this one. This is one of my favourites. This is from a Trojan box set that we picked up a while back, and it's got some wonderful stuff on it, but I think this is the jewel in the crown of that particular one. It's by a group called the Valentines, and I just love, I mean, the title's just fantastic. It tells you all you need to know about the song, really. It's called Blam Blam Fever.
I'm a bit confused. The gun fever is bad. The gun fever. Rudeness and gun is the talk of this town. The gun fever is bad. The gun fever.
Every time you read a clean or start, this man shot dead or root gang at war.
It's the fever. Oh, the gun fever.
The simplest thing is blam, blam, blam. What is this in all little island?
It's the fever, oh, the gun fever. You can know a rude chap by the way he said his cap. Lord, the gun fever is bad. The gun fever. The rude dog is seen, Lord, I don't know what it means. The gun fever is bad.
time you really clean or star. This man shot dead or root gang at war.
It's the fever, oh, the gun fever.
The simplest thing is blam, blam, blam. What is this in our little island?
It's the fever, oh, the gun fever.
Me ready clean our star. This man shot dead or root gang at war.
It's the fever, oh, the gun fever.
The simplest thing is blam, blam, blam. What is this in our little island?
It's the fever, oh, the gun fever. Oh, it's the fever, oh, the gun fever.
That's the Valentines with Blam Blam Fever, one of my all-time favourites. I love that song, particularly like the bit with the reference to the Gleaner or Star, I think he says in it, where I presume that they're newspapers. I think there is one called the Kingston Gleaner or something like that. So it's a wonderful little detail that I like in that. And just, a message for our times as well. I think, you know, leave the guns alone, kids. But another favourite group here, they're from Manchester. I think they formed around Manchester. There's people from all over the place in them. John McGough was the guitar player, Barry Adamson the bass player, Dave Formula the keyboardist, a variety of drummers. I think it's on this one, it's John Doyle, I believe, is playing drums on this one. The singer you may or may not recognise, but I think he's another hugely underrated talent that we've produced in Britain. It's the very wonderful Howard Devoto, and this is Magazine singing Philadelphia.
Says you'll put all the screws upon your newest lover. But there's enough fireplace that treats and drugs from outer space. Maybe it's right to be nervous now. Philadelphia, I'm sure that I felt healthier. Maybe it's right to be nervous now. We'll be right back. ever seen you before. Same pictures on me, I expect I've got a good face for memories. In Philadelphia, I'm sure that I felt healthier. Maybe it's right to be nervous now.
There from the album The Correct Use of Soap, which is a modern masterpiece. Well, it's not modern anymore, is it? I was going to say it's a modern masterpiece, but about 1980s. It's as old as the hills, really, but it still sounds fresh to me. I think that's a wonderful track there. Apologies for the... I think you got the last second or so of the Valentines at the end of that one. Not that I'm giving away the secrets of how this seamless piece of entertainment is put together. It's not all cobbled together on a mini disc player in a drunken stupor, I promise you. There is a serious amount of effort and research that's done on your behalf to make these Bobcasts as splendid oral edifices as they are. And I can hear you all laughing out there. Yes, I know he doesn't know what he's doing. I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm having a bit of fun doing it, or not doing it, as the case may be. So yeah, that was Howie DeVoto there, nay Howard Trafford, I think this is his real name, and a big hero of mine. I think he's a very, very enigmatic lyricist. Anyone who knows Magazine's work will know they're quite sort of, you know, thought-provoking songs. He's very influenced by people like Dostoevsky. I think there's a Dostoevsky reference in that one for the more literary of my listeners out there, but certainly more literary than I am. I struggled to get about three quarters of the way through Crime and Punishment. I didn't know what the hell he was on about, but Howard obviously understood it and took it to heart. And there's a reference there to Raskolnikov, who I believe is the protagonist in Dostoevsky's novel Crime and Punishment. So there we go, a little bit of literary Bob there. I was hoping to post up some photos, actually, speaking of literature as we were. Very tenuous Ronnie Corbett style link here to and one of the photos I was going to post up was of some of the books I've managed to unearth, and basically our living situation was such that we didn't really have any room to display all these wonderful books that I've collected over the year. Well, I mean, they're not wonderful, they're just crap really, but you know, it's nice when you can just put your hand on a book, and if you want to prove to your partner that there is a line that reads such and such in whatever book, and settle arguments that way, it's quite handy to be able to produce the literary evidence. So we can do that now. I've actually got a bookshelf which is filled to heaving point with books. And it's quite, I don't know why I'm boring with you with all this, but just to say, I probably will post up some of the photos. And there's some lovely, nice little touches in this little bijou of ours. There's a nice sort of, without getting too sort of Guardian weekend supplement and boring the pants off all of you, it's there's a lovely sort of Victorian period fireplace that's still in the property. So before we hack it out and replace it with something made of MDF, of course. So for those of you who do have a more sort of more genteel suburban bent, then I'll post some of those up on the website for you. Not remotely trying to fill in time here, because I've rushed through the other stuff. I assure my listeners, it's time for the obligatory Slinky Link here. It would have been if I hadn't rattled on for so long. This is a song by the group that Howard Devoto was in before he joined and formed Magazine. And you may actually, the more astute of my listeners here, you may actually recognise a riff that Magazine also used. So it was obviously something they came up with whilst he was in the group with them. And it's great because we get to hear it twice through two wonderful bands. This is the Buzzcocks with Lipstick. Buzzcocks there with Lipstick, and you'll have noticed the riff that that Magazine used on Shot by Both Sides, one of the great, they call it punk. I'm not sure whether it was it really punk. I think they were true to the spirit of punk, but there's a lot of sort of prog rock stuff in there as well, which I think is equally marvellous. And I'll be playing a lot more Magazine over the next few shows, I would think. Now I can get access to all my old records and CDs and everything. And I know a lot of you only tune in for the Roxy Music spot in these shows. Excellent taste you have. I'm sorry I've kept you wading through all the other rubbish and me rattling on. This is one I think it proves eloquently the point that that Roxy Music weren't crap when they reformed. I think they were just as good, only in a different way. I think this is among their best songs, actually. And for some reason it always makes me cry. I don't know why. I have a very sentimental attachment to this one. I can't actually sort of attribute it to any particular kind of instance or happening in my life. It's not connected with anything that's happened. But I suppose there's a kind of world-weary and nostalgic and elegiac quality to this that just always, it gets me every time. I think this is one of his finest songs. It's from the Avalon album, which, as you all know, was the last one that they did. But I think it's a very fine album, and I think this is one of the best tracks out of many, many very good tracks on that. It's called To Turn You On.
I could show you in a word if I wanted to. A window on the world with a lovely view. With an open book beside, like you read in school. It's so easy, believe me, when you need fun, I do anything in turn you want. Is it raining in New York, down Fifth Avenue, and off Broadway after dark? Love the lights, don't you? I could walk you through the park if you're feeling blue, or whatever, spring, summer, whenever. Winter through fall, I'd do anything to turn you on. Anything to turn you on.
Feel and tell.
Yes, I want the one I can't have, and it's driving me mad. I'm estimating that that's the possible inspiration for a later Smith song there. That was The Honeys with The One You Can't Have is the one that you want the most. And I detect the hand of Brian Wilson behind that one. I've got a feeling The Honeys were a group that his first wife was in. I haven't brought the booklet up with me because I was going to blurb on about that and make myself seem as if I knew a hell of a lot about it, which I don't. So here I am, unmasked as an ignorant worshipper of Brian Wilson. But I think you can actually hear him singing on the background voices in that one, and it sounds very much like the kind of girl group stuff that he did. I've got a whole album of stuff called Pet Productions or Pet Projects or something like that, which has got some lovely stuff, including the wonderful Guess I'm Dumb, which was a song he did with Glen Campbell, which I must dig that out and put it on the next podcast, actually, because it's an absolute gem. But sorry I can't play that one today, but instead you have The Honeys there. And this is one I blogged something on this album. It's from an Iggy Pop album called The Idiot, and for some reason I just wanted to write something about it, so I'd sort of blurbed on about it. And I don't know if I like sort of doing stuff like that. It's a bit boring, really, isn't it? Somebody just wittering on about records. But sometimes you get the urge to do that. And anyone who read it and hasn't already gone out and didn't have the album, and then if they didn't have it, hasn't gone out and sort of bought it, then this is by way of a tease to make you realise what you're missing out on. I put this one on simply because it's the shortest one. Pretty much it's the only one that's not about 8 minutes long, I think, but not to put anyone off, obviously. But it's also got some wonderful saxophone playing by David Bowie on it, so I mean you can't have too much Bowie playing sax, and I think this is his best turn on the saxophone, actually. It's the penultimate song on the album, and it's called Tiny Girls. It's Iggy Pop.
She makes a face, you just have to laugh, and you feel like such a know-it-all when you only want just a tiny girl, and you hope she'll sing. So you turn around toward the tiny girls who have got no tricks, who have got no past. Yeah, that's what you think, and you hope she'll sing. But she sings of greed like a young banshee, and she wants for this, and she wants for that. Ah, what did you think?
Iggy Pop there from the album The Idiot. That was Tiny Girls, and David Bowie, I think, sounding rather good on the sax there. There's a lovely bit when the sax solo comes in where it kind of plays a nice kind of ascending scale on it. I think that's among the finest things he did as a musician, Bowie, that, actually, I must say. But apologies, this one's been sort of a bit thrown together, I must admit. It's, I keep using this as an excuse, and I must stop. I won't have any excuse in future when everything's all set up. And I mean, if anyone's still listening after the previous five casts, then thanks for staying with us, and hope you're enjoying them as much as I am doing them. I think I've absolutely loved doing this, and just hope it's bringing a tiny bit of pleasure from the sharing of one's taste in music. I mean, obviously people won't agree with all of my selections, but you might hear the odd track there that you hadn't come across before, and you might hear old favourites. So I quite sincerely hope you're all enjoying them, and keep listening to them, because if you keep listening, I'll keep doing them. It's a deal. Right, okay, I'm going to play you out with a simple question here from Vivian Stanshaw. Are you having any fun?
I never said that. Are you having any fun?
Fun, fun.
What are you getting out of living? What good is what you've got if you're not having any fun? Are you having any laughs? Are you getting any laughing? If other people do, so should you have a little fun.
Fun, fun.
After the honey's in the comb, little bees go out and play. The old grey mare down home has gotta have
worry.
Are you having any fun?
Fun, fun.
You ain't gonna live forever before you're old and grey. Still okay, have a little fun, son. Have a little fun. Are you having any fun? You ain't gonna live forever before you're old and gray. Still okay, have a little fun,
son.
Have a little fun.
He don't hang around with the gang no more. He don't do the wild things that he did before. He used to act bad, used to, but he quit it. It makes me so sad, 'cause I know that he did it for me. He's gotta be out in the streets. His heart is out in the streets. He don't comb his hair like he did before. Gee, he doesn't smile like he did before. Ooh, he's not the same. Something about his kissing that tells me he's changed. Know that something's missing inside. Something's died. He's still in the street. his heart is out in the street. He grew up on the sidewalk, streetlights shining above. He grew up with no one to love. He grew up on the sidewalk, he grew up running free. He grew up and then he met me. He don't comb his hair like he did before. And gee, he doesn't smile like he did before. Ooh, I wish I didn't care. I wish I'd never met him. They're waiting out there. I know I've gotta set him free. He's gotta be out in the street. His heart is out in the street. He don't hang around with the gang no more. He don't hang around with the gang no more. He don't hang around with the gang no more. He don't hang around with the gang no more. He don't hang around with the gang no more. Out in the street.